Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And New York's 13th congressional district includes all of Staten Island and portions of southern Brooklyn. The Republicans have held this seat since 1981, and the area has been a longtime Republican stronghold, perhaps until now. We've all heard about the Republican incumbent, Vito Fisella, who withdrew from his reelection campaign following a DWI arrest and news that he had fathered a child with a Virginia woman during an extramarital affair. And since then, the battle to replace him has been marked by headlines like sex scandal, death, and infighting, or the strange case of New York's 13th congressional district. If the Democratic challenger wins, it would signal a major political shift for Staten Island. It would also mean that the entire New York City congressional delegation would be Democratic. So this is a big deal, and a race we'll be watching closely tomorrow night in our election coverage. In a few minutes, we'll talk to New York City Councilman Michael McMahon, who is the Democratic candidate for that race. But we start right now with the Republican nominee, Robert Stranieri, former longtime member of the state legislature. He was on many times on this show in that capacity before he left Albany. And Robert Stranieri, hi, welcome back to WNYC. It's been
good
a while.
Good to be with you this morning, Brian.
Now, we've got 5 minutes for each of you. So the news came down late last week that your race was among those perhaps even being written off by the Republican Party. Why do you think your own party
doesn't? Well, I don't know where that story came from, because the Republican National Congressional Committee was never in this race. When I went to Washington in July, it was very clear that the Republican campaign committee only had about $8 million for the whole country, and the Democrats at that point had $54 million. So we knew from the beginning that we were on our own, and we have done tremendously well here. I was outspent in the Republican primary 20-1, and yet I won 2-1 on both sides of the Verrazano Bridge. We've put together the best professional team I've ever seen for a congressional race, and every one of them is a volunteer. They're the smartest political operators I've ever seen work, and we've got an army of people who've been with us from the beginning, and we are very optimistic about keeping New York City's only Republican congressional seat as it has been for 28 years Republican.
One big issue in Staten Island right now, obviously foreclosures. PropertyShark.com, for example, reporting that the island led the city in the rate of foreclosures in the third quarter. What do you propose or support at the federal level?
Well, obviously, there are a number of ideas that have already been put on the table that have been enacted by the Congress, so there will be more to come as we see what the effect of the bailout has been and some of the provisions of that monstrous piece of legislation that we used to call in Albany the Big Ugly, because there were so many things in it that only the bill drafters who wrote it actually knew. But there have been a number of positive suggestions on how we can address the foreclosure crisis that is gripping not only Staten Island and New York, but indeed the entire country. Senator McCain has come forth with some very thoughtful ideas, and I will be supportive of President McCain in that regard.
You said during a recent debate that it's vitally important for the 13th district seat to remain Republican. If, in fact, Obama is elected president, as the polls seem to indicate would happen, why would it be to the advantage of the people in the district?
There has to be at least one congressional person from this city who's willing to stand up and challenge a President Obama on ideas that will be bad for New York, bad for the people of this district, indeed bad for America. Obamanomics is nothing more than a promise, no, a guarantee to raise taxes. This will have a very negative impact on the financial service industry, which is so important to New York City and New York State economy, to say nothing of the taxpayers who are going to be stuck with the Obama tax bill. And I will, if Obama is president and I am a member of the House of Representatives, be the only one who can challenge him on his taxing proposals, because everybody else will be a Democrat and they've already signed on to the Obama, Pelosi, and Reid, we're going to raise your taxes program.
And, of course, they'll debate, and it's not amount for this program, whether it's actually a tax hike net for America. But one last question. You served in the state assembly for 24 years. What would you say is your political legacy piece from that time? Look back and say, darn, I'm glad I sponsored that.
Well, there were a number of things, Brian. First of all, I was the Republican floor leader responsible for debate for our side of the aisle. And in that regard, I challenged Mario Cuomo and David Dinkins when they had policies that we thought were bad for New York. And I was a strong supporter of Mayor Rudy Giuliani, George Pataki, and for a while, Mike Bloomberg when I was a member of the Assembly. But I'm very proud of the fact that my legislation provided a discount for people using the Verrazano Narrows Bridge who live in Staten Island. My legislation closed the Fresh Kills, a landfill. I was very active, as you can remember, in the whole Staten Island secession movement, which was important. And yes, my legislation is building new schools all around the city through the School Construction Authority.
30 seconds. Why do you think this district, with its legacy of voting Republican, is on the verge of possibly going Democrat tomorrow?
I don't think it's on the verge of going Democrat at all. This district likes Senator McCain and likes the McCain-Palin Stranieri ticket, because my brother is running against Mrs. McMahon for Supreme Court judge here. So I think this district is clearly staying Republican as it's always been.
That may be the most bizarre thing about this whole race. There are actually two McMahon-Stranieri races going on tomorrow, aren't there?
There sure are. My brother and I just came in from campaigning together to do the show, and we're going right back out again. The Stranieri brothers are in the street and meeting the people and getting a great reaction.
Robert Stranieri running for Vito Fisella's old House seat. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And with us now is Michael McMahon. He's a current member of the New York City Council, where he represents Staten Island's North Shore. And now he is the Democrat running for this 13th congressional district seat. Councilman McMahon, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you, Brian. It's great to be back with you again.
So you heard Mr. Neri's argument that there should be at least one Republican from the New York City delegation to have a little diversity of voice in there for the people of Staten Island and South Brooklyn. Why not?
Well, you know, I think what the voters do and what he seems to forget is that the voters don't look at some sort of overarching theme that he tries to throw out there, or all the name dropping that he does. The voters look at the candidates and evaluate who is the best candidate to serve them in whatever office it may be. And certainly in this case, it's the United States Congress. And when I hear him take credit for all the legislation that he was not a prime sponsor of, in fact, I worked for the Assembly members from Staten Island when those bills were drafted and passed, and he really had nothing to do with it, but he throws names around and takes credit for things that he didn't do, and that's the type of campaign that he's run as well. We've run simply on a theme that we can bring the change, that we can trust to Washington. Based on my record in the city council, as you know, I was the author and the prime sponsor of the Solid Waste Management Plan bill. The person who saved recycling, expanded it for the city of New York to include electronics recycling, drafted and passed as a member of the majority in the city council the bill to put nurses in every school and got the people more ferry service. And that's the type of record that the people, that the voters look at. And then they, right now, they're very much interested in personal integrity. They want to know who's got the personal ability to do the job without getting caught up in a lot of misdeeds, whether it's personal finances or whatever else. And people know me. They know my wife, who is also going to be the first woman ever elected Supreme Court justice in Staten Island's history. So the people in Brooklyn and Staten Island, they don't look at these other themes. They just say, who's the best person to represent us? And we're pretty confident that our incredible campaign, which has been a grassroots movement across both sides of the borough, is being successful.
Let me ask you the same issue question that I asked Bob Stranieri with respect to the foreclosure rates on Staten Island being so high. What do you advocate at the federal level?
Well, I advocate a reopening of the bankruptcy court process for homeowners so that they can get themselves more time to pay back their mortgages. I also advocate that the federal government should force the banks to renegotiate the loans with people to give them more time as well. And the people who are really responsible for so many people who have gotten usurious or improper loans, they should be held accountable.
You, your website says you want to end America's dependence on foreign oil in 10 years. How would you do that?
Well, I think what we have to do to bring to bear on the energy problem sort of a 10-year Marshall Plan type of approach. We need to look at our own resources and tap into those, but that would never get us.
And you're for, do I understand correctly, drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge?
No, that's not correct. Only in the offshore drilling. I've been supportive of and getting our own natural gas out of our own country, but I've not been supportive of ANWR drilling.
Okay. Now, you backed Mayor Bloomberg on some issues that were unpopular in your district, like congestion pricing, but you voted against extending term limits. You were in the minority in that big vote the other week. How come?
Well, because I thought that the people have voted twice. And their vote should not be cast aside. And I did not support the mayor going for a third term. I did not oppose it, but I did oppose the way that he did it. But let me just say that, you know, what our campaign has done has gotten real support across party lines. Mayor Bloomberg has endorsed me, who ran as a Republican, you recall. Staten Island's borough president, who was Jim Molinaro, who was a registered conservative, who ran as a Republican. He's endorsed me as well as folks like Borough President Marty Markowitz of Brooklyn. And it's all because they know that I've worked in a nonpartisan fashion to accomplish things for the people of my district, and I hope to do that now for the people of Brooklyn and Staten Island. So even though the mayor endorsed me, I did not support him on that issue. And I think that's the type of independence that the people in this district respect and want, and they know that when I go to Washington, I will not side with the majority, as my opponent says, unless it's in the best interest of the people of the district.
Can you name anything on which you fundamentally disagree with Barack Obama on?
Certainly his call to give people back $1,000 for some sort of energy rebate. I think that that's a bad idea. We should be investing in our capital infrastructure. We should set up an infrastructure development bank. Because in this district, the biggest issue is lack of transportation infrastructure, lack of roadways. And the best way to get our economy going forward is not to be sending people checks, but investing in our infrastructure and our future. So I think that's one area that I certainly disagree with him on.
15 seconds. Is this the competitiveness of this race in this district, Staten Island and South Brooklyn, is this because of the national climate, or would none of this be happening had it not been for Fisella's sex and alcohol scandal?
Well, look, he was a popular figure in the district. There's no question about it, although we disagreed with his policies. He was personally very popular. So now we have an opportunity to change the direction of the representation. And the reason that this district is going to go into the Democratic column is not because of any national tide or
And we have to leave it there because we're out of time. Democratic candidate Mike McMahon. We heard earlier from the Republican candidate Bob Stranieri. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. See you back here tomorrow for our Election Day show.